sifting down onto the books with the dust through the soft late afternoon light. The clock above the counter may have been ticking to itself, but it signified nothing. I treasured those fragile moments because they could be disturbed upon an instant by the appearance of a customer. I turned the sign on the door to fermé, and in the small office behind the counter I switched off the lights. My father would not be returning from his book-buying trip until late, so there was no chance of a reprimand for closing early. Out on the constricted pavement, between the buildings and the parked cars, everything seemed somehow under pressure, waiting, expectant. A grey layer of cloud was pressed down tight like a lid on the city, reducing my awareness of it to just those few thoroughfares I needed to negotiate to return to my apartment. As usual, I had an excuse to visit the épicerie on the Rue de Trois Frères, buying milk and peaches. The dark interior of the shop always smelled strongly of fruit, of earth, and indefinable spices. In some ways it reminded me of shops I had known as a child, but the French labels and packaging had an allure and an exoticism, even when they were, for the most, mundane of everyday provisions.